What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today's Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. It's fucking here. It's hump day. Midway through the week. We made it. Made it to the halfway point. Just got to make it over that hump. That's right. Make it over that hump. It's hump day. We just got to make it over the hump. We can do this. We got this, right? Well, we'll see. Honestly, I believe it. I do believe it. I believe we can do it. It's just tough to be positive at this time. And I get a lot of people are going through a lot of mental issues. A lot of people are going through a lot of financial issues. A lot of people are going through a lot of emotional issues as well. And some are going through physical ones. And I feel for those. I feel for all of you guys. I myself am going through all of that as well. And it's hard to sometimes deal with it. So a lot of times what I do is I just put it in the back of my mind and distract myself as much as I can with work. And it sounds crazy. I don't know if it's fucking healthy. You know, I don't have the money for therapy, clearly. I'm recording this out of my car, as you know, so I don't have a studio. I have nothing. But whatever's bothering me, I put that to the side and say, okay, I'll deal with that later. I have X, Y, and Z to do. That's more important, right? I can't worry about emotions and all of this shit. I got to record the podcast, or I got to send that tweet out, or I got to write a chapter in my book, or I got to go to the gym, or I got to, you know, talk to my son, talk to my wife, see how their day is going, you know, make dinner with them and sit and eat dinner with them and maybe go out to dinner. You know, that, you know, I just try to constantly distract myself whenever I'm up against a wall. And it sounds bad. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You know, obviously, I'm not any kind of certified in anything. But it's been working for me recently, and that's what I've been doing. And maybe that's what I need to do. I need to stay busy because in my mind, if I stay busy, right, and I'm constantly thinking about, oh shit, what am I gonna, you know, talk about today in the podcast? If I stay busy, I can't dwell on what's bothering me. I'm too busy focusing on today's episode. And today's episode, unfortunately, it's gonna be an important episode. It is. I'm saying unfortunately because I wish I didn't have to talk about it. I truly don't want to talk about this shit. But I've seen a lot of questions on Twitter. I've seen a lot of people tweeting about this, and I have to address it because a lot of people are confused or they don't know what's coming. And I didn't know either. I had a suspicion. I had a feeling. I mentioned to you guys earlier, a couple podcasts ago, I think even yesterday, I might have mentioned it again, that something big is coming, that all of this shit that we're seeing is part of a distraction. I always thought it was for the election, the midterms. It might be, but it might be something far, far much, 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 much more sinister. You know, think about what's going on with the shootings all over America, you know, with abortion still being an issue, with, you know, guns obviously being an issue, with now baby formula being an issue, and we're going to, you know, gas prices, inflation. They're kind of hitting us with all angles, the border. So we're distracted. If you're not into the border shit, we got something for you over here with the fucking inflation. You ain't interested in inflation? We got some shit over here with you, you know, for pronouns in schools. You're not interested in that shit? Well, we got some more information over here with you now. UFOs today. We're talking about UFOs in the government today. You know, you're not interested in that? Well, we got something else over here for you with the gun violence. They're constantly bombarding us with this shit, and they're not telling us what's coming. Yes, President Joe Biden went to Buffalo to address the shooting that took place. Yes, he did. But he's also traveling in a few days. And this is very important, so listen up. He's traveling to Geneva, Switzerland for the 75th World Health Assembly. It will convene at the United Nations headquarters. And if you guys don't know, the United Nations headquarters is in Geneva, Switzerland. There, he's going there on May 22nd through May 28th. he may not be there the whole time, but that's how long the convention is, May 22nd to May 28th. Today is the 18th. So in 4 days, our beloved president is going to be there on May 22nd. The same guy that you see talking on TV, falling up the stairs, the same guy with a five-star son. You know, I ain't one to talk, but, you know, I'm just saying, I don't got a rap sheet like that. But anyway, so yes, why is this important, CJ? CJ, why do I give a fuck about what Joe Biden is doing on May 22nd? Well, it's important because he's meeting with delegates from 194 nations. Why? 194 nations. They're voting. They're going to be voting to vote on the Biden administration's amendments that will hand over national sovereignty and authority to the World Health Organization. Keep in mind, the World Health Organization, during the COVID pandemic, carried the water bucket for the Chinese Communist Party in regards to the Wuhan lab. So on January 18th of this year, 2022, officials from the Biden administration quietly sent the WHO extensive amendments without an official statement or a single press conference. These proposed amendments are written to strengthen the organization's ability to unilaterally intervene into the affairs of nations merely suspected of having a health emergency. So this article that I'm referring to, of course, the link is in the description below. I'm not making this up. I have two articles in regards to this, and they go very in depth. Basically, what's going to happen is if he signs this over, and apparently many countries already have. I believe France is one of them. Many of them signed their sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. What this means is, under the guise of an emergency, whether it's a pandemic, flu, whatever the fuck they want to call it, the World Health Organization can take over and put us back in lockdowns. Can lock our asses back down. We ain't going nowhere. We're not shopping. We're not driving. We ain't doing nothing. It'll literally expand the WHO's power. And it could also be used by the CDC to justify detaining American citizens. Is that something they will do? I don't know. You guys know I try not to be a conspiracy theorist, but a lot of the conspiracies that were conspiracies came out to be true. Hashtag Hunter Biden's laptop, right? Hashtag vaccines, right? A lot of these things that we were told were, you know, that's conspiracy. No, that shit's true. What are you talking about? Ballot boxes? What? Voting? What are you talking about? None of that shit's real. That's a conspiracy. Oh, it's a conspiracy, bitch. We have video evidence and document evidence and even eyewitness testimony and shit. Conspiracy my ass. So that's what this agreement is in a nutshell. Giving them greater control over domestic policy, literally allowing them to detain us if we do not comply. If there's another pandemic, let's say COVID 2.0 comes out, whatever you want to call it. COVID 2.0 comes out, World Health Organization takes over. This is if Biden signs this document, which according to insiders, he already plans to. If he signs his document and COVID 2.0 comes out, the World Health Organization will be able to declare a pandemic, telling the CDC to detain American citizens who refuse to vaccinate, who refuse to comply with any kind of direct order from the World Health Organization, meaning that all of our rights will be handed over to this entity. That means the president won't have any say, regardless of who the president is. And this all takes place this May in 4 days. When does it get active? It gets active in November. That's the kicker. So regardless of the election turnout, if there's another pandemic, these people, the WHO, will take over. World Health Organization will take over regardless of who's in office if this document is signed. Keep in mind, President Trump got us away from this, got us out of this. We were not involved in this fucking meeting. We were not, you know, he did not want anything to do with these people. I wonder why. I don't know. They seem kind of fucking evil in this article. I'm just telling you what I read, right? Let me continue. It will further expand the WHO's ability to dictate health policy worldwide, making it easier for the deep state to impose its tyrannical health measures on the global populace. It will enable the creation of global health passes, thereby restricting travel and certain activities to only those who have been vaccinated or who are in compliance with the WHO's health dictates. These so-called health passes will further compromise individuals' medical privacy and lay the groundwork for a biomedical security regime, meaning that you're not going to go anywhere, bitch, unless you get this fucking vaccine. And you think and vaccine passports are going to be could be called a biomedical security device. It would also enable global coordinated actions to censor those who dissent from the deep state's narratives, all in the name of public health. American taxpayer money would likely be diverted to enable the implementation of the treaty's dictate. So we're paying for it with our tax dollars. So let's recap of what's going on so far in this month. This administration created the Ministry of Truth, right? To censor us, or sorry, tell us what is true and what is false, which is, again, impeding on our freedom of speech, by telling us what is true, what is false, to believe what they say, right? That's the first step. If they put that into place, then this thing comes out. We're not even going to be able to have a voice, because they would just use the Ministry of Truth to say, oh, that's bullshit. Whatever CJ is saying is bullshit. We're the Ministry of Truth. You got to believe us. Right? And now if you don't fucking comply with WHO's order, CDC could step in and detain you. Now, what does that sound like? To me, that sounds like communist China. To me, that sounds like what's happening in some parts of China where motherfuckers are jumping out of their fucking window because they can't take the lockdowns anymore. You've seen the videos. I'm sure you have on Twitter and shit. People being detained in the streets, dragged out like fucking wild animals. I'm not trying to stir any fear. I'm trying to let you guys wake up and realize that what they're showing you is not what, you know, what's really going on behind the scenes. Again, whatever they show you on the news or TV, there's other shit happening in the background. How do we stop this? Contact your fucking congressman, your senator. Contact them by any way you can. Email, phone, let them know that you don't want this shit to happen. Do something. Well, Jim Jordan's not talking about it. Motherfucker Ted Cruz ain't talking about it. I reach out to all these motherfuckers and sent this to them. Joe Rogan ain't talking about it. Alex Jones mentioned it. But ain't nobody listen to him, right? I mean, this is fucking crazy. Keep in mind, what do they do with COVID? They fucking basically weaponized it so they could implement their, right, their tyrannical agenda. Right? Basically, it's what they're doing. They're telling you can't go here. You can't do this. You can't fly without a passport. You can't do this without a mask. You can't do this. You can't do that. Trust the science. You don't trust the science. You're evil. You're bad. Now they're saying if you don't fucking comply, then what? You're arrested? You're locked down in your house? Right? Gas prices are going to be what price at that point? Will they just, you know, maybe that's the reason why they want you to get an electric car, so they can just shut it off whenever they want to. Maybe. Again, I'm crazy, right? I smoke weed. I'm paranoid. I'm nuts. Conspiracy theorist. I don't have any degree in anything as far as this is concerned. So I don't, you know, I'm just telling you what I'm reading. I'm reading basically everything. All of our rights will be null and void in a pandemic because the World Health Organization will take over. and tell us what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. Is that the reason why they're making guns being a big issue, trying to get guns off the street? All of a sudden, there's this big push for that. I mean, there's always been a push, but now it's a lot more drastic. You know, is that why they're distracting us with this abortion rumor that came out, you know, from the Supreme Court justices? You know, I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you guys think this is as crazy as I'm saying it is? Or am I blowing this out of proportion? Am I misreading this? Is this somehow a benefit to us? Okay. We don't know the specific details of this proposed treaty. We don't know. But any pandemic treaty is a threat for the following reasons. It will further erode U.S. national sovereignty, giving foreign bureaucrats greater control over domestic policy. It would also amount to yet another step toward a tyrannical one-world government. Right. Because if all these nations sign this document, which the majority of them did, I have a list of them, to the World Health Organization, and there is a, God forbid, a pandemic, they would rule over all nations that signed that. Guess which nation didn't sign it? Guess. Well, Ukraine didn't sign it. Ukraine's not a part of NATO. Is that why all these politicians are visiting Ukraine? Is that why they're sending 40 or 50 billion or however much more is going by the time I finish this podcast over to Ukraine? Do they have an exit plan? Is that where they're going to go and live when this craziness is fucking takes place? I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I being crazy? Am I paranoid? Am I just starting a conspiracy that hasn't been started yet? Think about it. Pelosi was there, right? Jill Biden was there. These motherfuckers haven't even been to the fucking border in America, but they fly. These are people who complain about climate change and complain about fossil fuels, and they'll fly all the way on their private Air Force 2 to Ukraine to shake hands with Zelensky, who was all supposedly in a war territory, a war zone, out in Kiev, in public, no bulletproof vest, no helmet, no real security detail. And I didn't hear any gunshots. I didn't hear any explosions or see anything. But they're there, shaking hands. Everything's gravy. I don't know, guys. Maybe that is their exit plan. Maybe, you know, they know Biden's going to sign this. They're going to hide some money over in Ukraine. Ukraine is, you know, not a NATO ally, so they're not going to be under the control of Wu. And maybe, you know, Pelosi and them can do whatever the fuck they want to do. I don't know. Seems like she does whatever the fuck she wants to do anyway with the fucking stock market insider trading, which is clearly going on. Call it whatever you want to call it. That's what I believe. I mean, who the fuck can predict that shit? Magically, these companies that she invested in a month or so later had a government contract and they get X amount of dollars from the government. Oh, who works in the government? Let's see. Who would know that? Connect the dots. I don't know. Like I said, I don't fucking like talking about this shit. You know, I don't. But when it affects us, it affects our kids, it affects our freedoms. You guys know about freedom. That's the main part of America. That's what America was built upon. Freedom. Being able to say what you want and almost do what you want. Obviously, we're not talking about murder, death, kill. But we're talking about, you know, religion. Say what you want. The right to bear arms. And they're slowly taking those away. You know, and I fear what's coming. I'm worried about what's coming. You know, maybe they're purposely inflating money, inflating the country, so we can't afford to buy more ammo and can't afford to buy guns and stock up on supplies. And they're making it hard to get supplies. Maybe that's all part of the master plan. I don't know. But it's something to think about. And it's fucking hump day. So, there you go. You're welcome. I guess. I don't know if that helped or made shit worse. But at least you're aware. May 22nd to May 28th, your elected president, Joe Biden, will be in Geneva, Switzerland, for the World Health Organization, negotiating, supposedly, a global pandemic treaty on our behalf. Because as we know with his track record, everything that he has done is for us and has benefited us in one way or another. Even if we don't see it. Even if we don't see it, it's for our own good. And who knows what's for our own good more than the government? Right? I'm being sarcastic, in case you didn't know. But yeah, that's where we are right now. So next time you say, hey, if you see somebody, you see a post or somebody asks you, what's going on with this May 22nd thing? I heard there's a hashtag, who rules the world, or who rules the world. WHO rules the world. That's the hashtag. You know, if you see that, now you know why. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking bonkers. I can't. December 1st, 2021, quote, the World Health Assembly agreed to begin a global process to draft and negotiate an agreement to strengthen pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Sounds good. Until you read the fine print. But, you know, I guess we'll wait and see what happens. The news doesn't talk about it for a reason. That's what I always say. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Be good. Please like, comment, subscribe. I want to hear from you guys. You know, you can reach me at any time, really. I don't get much sleep these days. At CJ Bronson Show, always on Twitter. Right? I got my YouTube page up now, so you can check me out on YouTube if I'm still up. This podcast should be available where you get your podcasts. I appreciate you guys, as always. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.